something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeart Radio podcast.
Hi, it's time to wind down again.
Hi.
I'm kind of in a mood. I'm just going to put that out there like right now.
Well, it's gloomy.
I think that's definitely a problem. It's like it's raining today in LA. It's 60 degrees. And I think I definitely get like weather depression.
I love this weather.
You do?
It's my favorite weather. It makes me want to do everything.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. It makes me want to crawl into like just a hole and in my bed and just watch like movies, which is great. But like I want to be productive today. And I just feel like I've just been lagging. And I just got back from Nashville too. I was in Nashville all last week. And I love LA, but I just feel like depressed coming back. And I'm like bummed about that.
Is it because the sun isn't out?
Well, I mean, look, the weather is like amazing always in LA. So I know I can't complain because it's usually sunny 24/7. But I think, like, again, like I love Nashville and that's where I really want to raise Jolie.
But what do you love about Nashville?
Like, first of all, our house is, well, and we're selling it, which is also really sad and a lot of memories with that. But it's just we can afford a house in Nashville. We can't afford a house here in LA.
Right.
And what we're renting right now is way more than our mortgage in Nashville. And it's just, I mean, champagne problems, you know, again, like we have a house, we're so thankful, but it's just difficult when you know what you can have in Nashville. And then you come here and you're like, oh, I'm in a like 1,000 square foot place.
Yeah. It's a completely different lifestyle.
Yeah. And it's like schools for like every school in Nashville is a 10. So it's like in here, I'm like, oh my God, it's a 4. Like, I don't want to pay for private schooling. You know, I was like, I loved our public schools. So I don't know. It's just, I think I'm just in a mood. And then also like, you know, Mike and I spent like about a week apart. And then, you know, how you just have to kind of get back in the like groove of like being around someone.
Wait a second. did we do the episode last week and then you left for Nashville?
Yeah. And he came with me for Mother's Day. So we had like the weekend together and it was such a nice weekend and we went to the park and then it was, you know, then I had a few shows I had to play. I had a show for Diamond Resorts and then I was in Ohio and it was great. But then like, you know how, again, like when you spend time by yourself and then you get back with your husband and you're kind of like, okay, like we're back in this groove. And then, but then we're back in our little box in LA. So it's just, again, it's like just getting back in like the rhythm of things. And then I'm like, I felt myself like nitpicking and I'm like, well, why isn't I don't know. I just like came home. I think like, ugh.
Well,
I know this is called the wind down, so I'm done whining. I just had to like put that out there. So sometimes I don't know, I get in the mood.
Well, I want to go back to episode two when Mike came in and you guys really shared.
We did.
You really shared relationship stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were an open book. I was amazed.
Well, thanks.
What happened? Did you guys drive together that day? Because I want to know what was talked about on the drive home.
I was honestly worried like what was going to be said. And when we got out of it, he's like, that was so much fun.
What?
I know. He's like, I had the best time. He's like, he goes, there's something so empowering about being behind a mic and having, you know, he's like, yeah, does it suck to be the person that's the person that caused harm and mm-hmm. pain for someone? Yeah, that's difficult. And it sucks that it's out there. But at the same time, he goes, for the first time, because we've always had a major debate, because I've always wanted to talk about the infidelity mm-hmm. because I'm like, it's already out there. So it's like, why are you trying to pretend like it's not there and that you didn't cheat on me?
Right.
You know, so it's like, let's talk about it. Let's help other people. And I don't think he's never gotten that until he came on the show. Because he realized, he's like, wow, like you can help people and you can like share your experiences and, you know, help people get through things. And I've also shared a bunch of Instagram stories that people have DM'd me and just saying like, thank you for, you know, sharing your story. And, you know, I let my husband listen to it. And, you know, because my husband isn't as, you know, he's not what Mike was doing. He's not listening to my feelings and he's defensive. So mm-hmm. We were able to like help some people. So that's awesome.
Do you think that empowered him?
Yeah, I think he was like super excited about it. And he had kind of talked about speaking out about infidelity, especially with like football and stuff like that. But it needs to be his time. But I think stuff like this is getting him like,
closer.
Okay, like I can talk about it in a positive way. Cause I'm like, look, dude, I don't want to go back through all the stuff and say everything you did. Cause that's hard for me. That's triggering. Right. But if we can say, yes, you cheated. Yes, these things happened, but this is how we're working on things. This is how we're fixing the problem. And again, you know, it's not easy. And it's, you know, there are some things that it's hard to go back in time and relive, but it's just, I want to be able to give back and help people. And the amount of messages that I've gotten with people saying like, thank you for doing this. And I honestly want to say thank you for sharing your stories with me, because I don't feel as alone. Like they don't feel as alone, but I'm like, selfishly, one of the reasons why I am sharing so much is because I don't want to feel alone. Right. I don't want to feel like I'm the only woman that feels this way or has been hurt or cheated on or has triggers or depression or, you know, I mean, I have major, you know, insecurity issues about how I look and, you know, why did you pick her and not me? And why don't I look like that? So it's like there's so many things that go with it that I'm like, I want to be able to share so that I don't feel alone, too.
So you sharing
helps other people.
Right, because they're resonating with you. And then
you're like, I feel that way, too. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, thank you. And I'm like, no, thank you. Like, because you're sharing your stories with me. And I'm like, so you feel that way too? Right. Like you get upset too? Like I'm not the only crazy wife that has yelled at my husband or, you know, gone off one day or so.
Do you feel like you're getting validation? Like your feelings are actually valid?
I just feel comforted.
Yeah.
I feel like there's an army of wind down listeners that get us.
Yeah.
That get me, that get you, that get like what we're going through and, you know, that we can be like a safe place to like be able to share and say like, hey, this is what worked for me. You know, I don't know if it's going to work for you. Like this one girl reached out to me last night and she's like, what do I do? And I'm like, that's so hard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but this is what I did. This is what helped me. And if you guys are both working, you know, like blah, blah, blah. But it's like, this is also a way for me to like also realize too, with the work 2 years down the road, there are things that have improved. So I can look back and be like, God, I know how crappy that feeling is right now.
Yeah.
So,
and you grew through it.
There is like some silver lining through the hardships.
And has anybody reached out with any date night ideas?
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I like the popsicle stick one. So either you put it in a jar and you just pull out a popsicle stick. So I'm excited. And our anniversary is tomorrow.
It is?
Yeah. 3 years.
What's the plan?
Well, he has to work, but, I planned a weekend day for us on Saturday.
Okay,
so
good.
I'm really excited about that. So I'll share that on the next episode. But yeah, no, so I am pumped about that. So yeah, we'll see.
Will that be the first?
That'll be the first date night. Yeah.
Okay.
And I've kind of curated it and He planned last year. So we alternate anniversary, like who plans it.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, but again, it's like the anniversary is triggering. So I have to like be present. And
do you plan on being intimate? Is that like on the agenda?
I hope so. But I feel like whenever I like want to, and then if he isn't, then I get let down and then we get a fight. And then I'm like, oh, why don't you want to sleep with me? You want to sleep with X, Y, and Z. Why not? Right. So it's like, I have to like just let the mood take the, but sure. I mean, I'd love that.
I mean, are you concerned because there's the extra pressure because it's your anniversary?
I know. And that's what one of the things like he always has a hard time with because he feels the pressure.
Right.
But I don't like, why should there be pressure on intimacy? It's like two people love each other. They should have sex and touch each other and kiss.
But why you don't have pressure? The same issue as he does.
I know. But
so
that's
he's
just
struggling
like
with something
though.
Else. Of course it is.
Yeah.
But that's why you guys are working on it.
I know.
Because you're not in the same place.
When's the last time you had sex since you were getting divorced?
Oh, forever ago.
We need to find you a man to just go to town with. You're kidding?
I'm kidding.
Okay. Do we talk about that in the next episode? We're going
like
there.
S-E-X.
We're going down on sex. No pun intended. No, but no, episode 4 I'm excited for. Yeah. So this next episode, we are going to talk about sex and intimacy, which is touchy for a lot of people because some people want to have a lot of sex. Some people are like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't want to. And then there's a lot of
And everybody has a different appetite. Mm-hmm. And we have an expert.
I'm so excited.
I know. We can ask her all the questions.
I'm just going to be like, all right, just sit here for like 5 hours. And
rapid
let's just
fire.
Talk about this. So yeah, you guys, episode 4 is going to be a really good one. And I'm excited that you guys wanted us to talk about sex and intimacy because that's something that is a huge problem in marriage.
Not just marriage. Relationships in general.
I know, yeah, that's true. I've had some relationships too where it's been one-sided or not. It's very interesting. Like the dynamics of sex. So we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it. Well, it's so weird because I was in a relationship for almost...
How long were you married for again?
Almost 17 years.
Wow. And when did the sex stop?
Oh, boy. I mean, we were probably having sex once a year after I had my son. So probably 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because of you or him?
Me.
Oh, you just don't like sex?
No, I do. I just didn't want to
with
be
him.
In that situation.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
I feel like you're just so much better. Because you are just, you know exactly what you do want and not want. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, I don't want to be in that relationship.
But that's because I'm old.
You're not old.
Well, I mean, older. I've had a ton of life experience and...
You don't want to waste your time when you know.
When you know, you just have to, move forward. Mm-hmm. You have to. Otherwise you die.
Easton, do you have a girlfriend?
I'm happily married. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's right. How often do you guys have sex?
I mean like per hour?
'Cause you're young.
Or, yeah. We a couple times a week.
Okay.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
For them. Like for a young newly married couple.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I can't wait to find
out. Share before we go to the episode, next episode, send us some emails, JanaKramer@iHeartMedia.com, and tell me about your sex life.
Yes.
So what but else? Not in like the graphic novel way, please. Because we have gotten some of those emails and those are scary. Yeah.
How about questions only?
Questions only, yes. Yeah.
For sure.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Not dirty stories.
I don't feel like reading a Fabio novel right now. Okay, so we have two really amazing guests coming on the show today. We have Shiva Rose, and she's knows it all. I mean, she's got an amazing book called Whole Beauty, Daily Rituals and Natural Recipes for Lifelong Beauty and Wellness. So I'm really excited to ask her some questions. I know her daily routine seems incredible.
Seems incredible. She's a goddess.
And then we have Siri Daly coming on the show. She's got a really amazing blog. She's married to Carson Daly. So I'm excited to see how she balances mom life. Yes. And here she is. Hey. Okay, so how do I explain, like, if you like, how do I explain you? Because I was talking about the book, but it's like, I just feel like you know everything. So I just, I'm like, this is Shiva Rose who knows everything. Like, I'm like what?
Holistic wellness, learning how to be awake.
Yeah.
Learning how to feel.
Hashtag woke.
Yes. but I also feel like that's become too cliche.
I know.
You know? But yeah, but some, just like being your ultimate self.
How did you get into this?
Well, when I was, are we on?
Oh yeah, we are on.
Oh yeah.
Tell me everything.
Okay. When I was 26, I had my first daughter and I was diagnosed with, I was so exhausted, I couldn't recover. And I ended up going to a rheumatologist because a dermatologist saw something on my back. And they tested me and found out I had rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and scleroderma.
Oh, wow.
And I had a year to, the one doctor told me I had a year to live.
No.
What? So this was at 26. And this sort of catapulted me.
You just had your daughter?
I just had my daughter, oh my, and I wasn't recovering. And I was like, God, this motherhood thing is like,
it takes a lot.
How do people do it? And that sort of got me onto the path because when I was told that diagnosis, I have a really rebellious nature, and something in me was like,
no,
yes.
Watch, I'm going to turn that year into 100.
Exactly. There's something in us,
yeah,
in us warriors, uh-huh, that I, no, was like, this isn't my story. And then a friend of mine recommended this holistic doctor, and he told me he would get me on the path to healing within a year. And I didn't start feeling great for many years, and I went through ups and downs and roads and turns and this and that. But finally, I think in the last 9-10 years, I've been feeling, you know, my optimal self. My hormones are level. My autoimmune conditions are in remission.
And that's all because of the holistic approach.
It's diet. Products that you use. It's getting rid of all the toxic chemicals in your home. It's spirituality. It's a connection to nature. It's getting in touch with your goddess self. It's doing yoni egg exercises. It's like, it's so much, you know?
I need you just to like come to my house for a month and just like change my way of life and living.
Well, that's what this book is truly about. Because I started a blog. So I was married to an actor. I was in the Hollywood world.
Are you still married to him?
No, about 9, 10 years ago, we got divorced.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And thank you. Okay. Thank you. But I think things.
Are you remarried?
No, but I have a partner now. Yay. In Texas. So. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is that why you moved to Texas?
I'm moving there in a year or two. Yes.
Wow.
So, but what happened was 10 years ago, you know, your life sometimes breaks apart, but it actually breaks open.
Right.
It's all perspective.
I understand that.
All
I love
about
that,
how
actually.
You, yes, because sometimes we don't know it at the time, mm-hmm, when everything is crashing down around us. It's just a way of you going to the next level. It's like rebooting the computer.
Right.
So I did not know that at the time, mm-hmm, but 10 years ago when it crashed and all my autoimmune flare-ups were coming back, I had two daughters to raise. So I just went, I said, you know what? I'm going back to zero. I'm going to get this house in nature. I'm going to start growing my own food. I'm stopping the acting, even though I love acting, it wasn't fulfilling me. And I just started from ground zero. Mm-hmm. And I started my blog, The Local Rose, to sort of document this journey. And then the book is a culmination of that because there's so many things. It's not just recipes. It's not just a meditation. It's so many different things. It's a lifestyle.
So what do you think, like, someone that wants to start this approach, what would be the first? Because to me, like, right now I'm hearing all this. It sounds amazing, but I'm, like, overwhelmed. I'm like,
yes.
Oh, my God, I have to get rid of everything in my house. And this
don't
and that.
Be
like,
over. Yeah.
So what was, like, what's the first step that, like, someone.
I would say take a moment in the morning, uh-huh, when you're clear and just tune into yourself. Sit down on a bare, you know, rug somewhere and just look out the window or just close your eyes and just tune into yourself. I would say it starts with that. It starts with connecting to that energy, that source energy, and whatever that source energy is for you. It could be God. It could be nature. It could be soul. It could be spirit. Whatever that is for you, it's like a little like buzzing. Sometimes
right,
it's just a little whisper,
right,
but it's connecting to that essence of spirit or soul, something bigger than us. And that's like the beginning, I think. And all these things can actually make it louder.
And then how do you act on it then?
How do you act on it?
Yeah. So like today I woke up and I'm like feeling a little depressed. Like what changes, like what route do you go to like address?
Well, gratitude, which we've all heard,
right,
is huge. That's sort of like
I have
the
a girlfriend
pathway.
That does that every day. She does her gratitude.
Because the gratitude really is like the entryway into that world.
Mm-hmm.
And then
would you say like five things are great? Like what do you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go through the list. If I'm really low and mm-hmm. I can't like get it, you know, together mm-hmm. to even connect to source, then I will start with just the gratitude list.
Is that the first thing you do in the morning? I want to know, what is the first thing you do when your eyes open?
Thank you. Well, I have a skincare line, which came to me in a meditation. So the first thing I do is spray my face with my Radiant Rose Water. Okay. And then mm-hmm. I go
where
and
do
I
we get
do,
that at?
ShibaRose.com.
Give it to me now. Like, yeah,
it's like
purse?
A super vitamin yeah. for your skin. It okay. really plumps you up. And then I go do a living tea. I drink this. So it's in the book. I'm like a spiritual practice whore. So it depends how much time we have.
We want your whole daily routine.
We want to be a spiritual whore. Tomorrow. So, yes.
Thank you.
I too am a spiritual whore.
I want to become one because I feel like, I mean, honestly, I'll be honest. I start my day looking at Instagram and it sucks the life out of me.
I know. It's
the very first thing that I do. And I'm like, and then the second I'm on there, I find myself comparing myself to other people and I get depressed. And I'm like, what am I doing?
And
I'm doing it. I know what I'm doing.
But it's systematic the way that it's formed with the dopamine hits. I mean, I do it too. We do.
I follow you.
Human.
I follow
you
on Instagram.
Thank you.
I do.
But I'm making it. Definitely, you can't start mm-hmm. the day that way because it is. It's made to release and get dopamine hits. It's that's what it is. Every time you get a like, it's like a dopamine. It's a reaction, and it depletes us. At the end of the day, it depletes the dopamine in our brains, the serotonin. So what we have to do is start bringing that in, especially as women. Women are made to receive, which is so crazy. But when I got this concept, I mean, we're vessels. We're receptacles, so we're supposed to receive. So we can't give to our children, our family, our community, the world, unless we're receiving. So first thing you have to do is receive energy in the morning. So what I would do is I meditate every morning, mm-hmm. even if it's 3 minutes. I mean, I have a 12-year-old at home now, mm-hmm. animals. I have a life, but I have to do that first thing
before you get out of bed.
Well, I get out of bed and I drink this tea, this special tea, which is
what is the special tea? Share.
Does it have vodka or whiskey in it?
That's later.
And did you say it's alive?
It's called Living Tea, and it's a meditative tea, and you just sit in silence and drink it and meditate. And I do that, and then I do a Kundalini yoga practice.
Okay, where's the recipe?
It's 3 minutes.
So I mean, since you have your two kids at home, I mean, do you set an alarm? Because sometimes I feel like yes, I look at my Instagram, but I'm like, all right, now I got to go get Joel. So it's like, do you make intentional time to like set an alarm to wake up earlier, or is
I mean, I wake up now in rhythm with
your spiritual calling,
but also just you got into rhythm with the moon and the sun and all that. But you can set an alarm and go okay, and then this is the 10 minutes for myself before I get up.
So you just have to practice doing it.
Yes. And at first, it's like anything. At first, it might be, it takes 21 days to break a habit.
Oh, I thought it was 3.
21 days to really break it. And then another 21 to set new. Mm-hmm. So 40 days. If you do a 40-day meditation, your life will change.
Can I have you be like my accountability person?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll give you my number. You can
perfect.
Text me.
Because I need people. Someone to like keep me accountable as like a spiritual guide to be like, because if not, I'll be like, meh.
I know. It's so easy for us to fall into that.
What are your thoughts on, I know essential oils are huge, but how much does that really like help with health and benefits?
I love essential oils because it's like the ultimate high vibration of the plant, especially mm-hmm. if we are trying to get plant medicine. I mean, such as rose, if you are feeling down, rose can really lift you up. It's the queen of all flowers. It's been measured to have the highest vibrational vibrancy of any plant. And you really do smell it. And factually and scientifically, it will open your heart, heal your heart, open those receptors in your brain. I mean, it is all proven. I make things for my home to clean my house with essential oils. So when you smell that, it can definitely change. I mean, it's such a huge direct link.
Are there any essential oils for sex? Like to make a man want to sleep with me? my husband.
You know what?
My husband.
I mean, it all comes down with how you feel about you.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? It's all about that. And I am fascinated by the men and women, the polarities. Mm-hmm. So you just have to get him to be in his masculine and you be in your feminine. And that's like, and how you do that is by being loving.
Confident.
Loving too. Yeah. Loving. Like just love. Loving. And then that will turn, and then it'll mirror, and then it'll feed you.
Right.
It'll feed you, because men are like, I mean, it's so fascinating to me right now, especially now that I'm in this relationship, just like the polarities. Like the more you feed their masculine, the more they feed your feminine. And, you know, this all, like, you know, the time you. We're living right now, where it's like, sorry.
Just said,
but I mean, like, I want my spirit animal. I feel like we need to go back to some of the roles that, like, you know, like my guy's a cowboy in Texas. Like, this is like,
hell yeah, ride that cowboy.
Okay, so your new guy's a cowboy. I mean, how is he responding to like crystals and oils? Yeah,
well, that's the thing.
That's a very good
question.
He's open,
because I think if a man is okay with his masculinity, he can be okay. True. With all that. You
but
know,
but he's like, hey, baby, where? Was that
first? So I'm asking because over the weekend, I have a male friend that I felt like his house needed to be cleansed. Yeah. So I went to the crystal store because I'm very much into crystals.
See, I don't get the crystals. Y'all have to explain it to me because my girlfriend Julie is obsessed. I'm like, really? Like, you're just like waving around this crystal at me in my face.
But I gave my sister rose quartz crystals and she met the guy that she married.
Oh, wow.
Like a week later.
Yeah, so, no crystals.
Okay,
are
but
powerful.
Anyway, so you went to the guy's house.
Yeah, and so I bought the black.
The tourmaline?
Yes. And I put them in all four corners of his house.
Nice.
And I was like, he's going to think I'm a nut.
You're the girl on how to lose a guy in 10 days. like placing.
Listen, I think men, if they are in their masculine, they can trust that you're in your feminine and you know you have wisdom.
Yeah,
you have wisdom to bring to him.
I mean, at first he
men
said,
men are open to that.
They are
open to that. I mean, my guy is a total alpha dude and he's
a real man.
Yeah, a real man. And he's into it.
And he has crystals in his chaps.
So explain.
He's not a cow. He's a musician. Oh, actually, okay. His name is Dan Dyer. He's the most amazing musician.
Love the plug.
So yeah, because he's not really a cowboy. Yeah. He just sings cowboy songs.
So why? Convince me in a minute why I need to get a crystal in my house.
I would say get a crystal in your yoni. Like do
what? My vagina?
Yeah, like yoni egg crystals.
Wait a second. What?
Time.
Start
you
over.
Put crystals in your vagina?
I do. I have a whole chapter on that, which is, you know, an amazing.
Doesn't that hurt?
No, it's made in the shape of an egg, and it's been. Women have been doing it for 5,000 years.
I thought
China.
You were kidding when you said.
No, I know.
Wait, where have they been doing
because
this?
You were talking about the issue with your husband earlier.
Yes.
So this is a way where you activate your sexuality, your femininity. You get, I like to
is
tell
people. Is
there
one people, they can put around his head or?
No, this you won't need to. If you use a yoni egg crystal, which they've been doing in China for 5,000 years. The concubines started it to please the emperor, and then they realized that it was giving them all this magnetic power.
So maybe I'm not there yet putting things in my vajayjay, but like, what about like, can I start with the house?
Yes, you can start with that.
But what is that going
to
do?
Okay, but this is what I like to say with the yoni egg. Okay, it says that you don't need...
Does yoni mean vagina?
Yes.
I was kidding.
It means sacred space. It means sacred space in Sanskrit. So this is the thing. A yoni isn't just to carry a child. It's not just to have sex with. And this is what we don't know here in the West. It's like having a beautiful house with a beautiful empty room and you're not using it. So when you start realizing the energy you hold in there, all of women's desires, their discipline, their will is controlled by that chakra. So if that is not activated, if it's not strengthened, then, you know, your will leaks. It's like a leaking.
It does leak when you have kids.
Well, there you go. Especially after you have kids. So that's why it's like important to get that strengthened in so many ways. Oh my gosh, your listeners must be like...
No, they love
it. Oh my
this.
God, I love this.
They love it.
Yeah, I live in my own reality so much so that I forget.
No, I love it. You're fantastic. So where do we find you at?
I'm at Local Rose on Instagram.
Okay,
Local Rose. Just Local Rose and Shiva Rose Beauty, which is my beauty products.
So we can get the stuff?
The yoni egg, where do we get it?
I sell it on my shop because it has to be certified. That's the thing. You don't want to just type it in the computer because you don't want...
A random...
Yeah, no, you want real. You want neophyte jade.
Do not go to Amazon.
No. Neophyte jade is a kind of jade that's not porous and it's been used for thousands of years. So you can go to my site and then I have... And if you don't want to use me, you don't have to. I don't want... You know, that I can send you to people who do it too, because I want women to have
help. Fascinating. So I'm super excited to read this book.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you have it.
I'm so excited. It's called Whole Beauty.
I want to know more about your daily routine, and I also want to know how and what kind of ritual you do before bedtime.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a good question, because I think women can do this everywhere. We absorb, I mean, just like you take a shower and wash your hair gets dirty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your skin gets dirty from just living. Well, so does your spirit. Your spirit takes on things just because we can't see it. It's like, I like to imagine, you know, thousands of, or hundreds of years ago, they didn't see bacteria, so they didn't believe it. They would operate on people without, antiseptic.
Right.
So it's the same thing with our spirit, our energy, our soul. We like start collecting things. So one way to get rid of this, I love to take baths. Love to take baths in Himalayan.
I love a good bath.
A good bath. And this is like, it doesn't cost you anything. It's you know.
What do you put in your bath?
I mean, well, I do. Okay, this is where it gets a little too high vibe, but the water has to be good. So, you know, I have a filtration system on my house. So if you can get nice, you know, you don't want to.
I have great LA water.
Okay. So that's the only caveat, is like, hopefully you have good water. And if not, then you can biohack that. You can biohack it with salt, with Himalayan salt.
Okay.
Pink Himalayan salt is wonderful. Light candles. If put a crystal in the bath, if you're trying to bring in love, put in rose quartz.
Ooh, I can do that.
If you want to release negativity, whatever's going to make you feel, you know what I mean? That's the thing. Like, I don't want, the thing in the wellness world that is becoming a problem is now people are like, oh my God, I can't eat pasta. I can't have wine. I can't, you know, that's the other side.
I could never do that if someone told me that.
No.
Cheese, wine, pasta.
Of course. I mean, I go to Texas and
I would be depressed not having those.
I'm like drinking wine and eating steak. I'm like happy as a clam, you know? It's like, you have to live your life too.
Yeah.
You can't be some monastic monk living in some way where you're not enjoying your life. You've got to enjoy life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's about being juicy. That's about being alive. That's about being, you know, in your goddess element, is about enjoyment. So yes, baths. I would do black tourmaline if you're getting rid of negativity for the day. Lemongrass is a great essential oil. You can drop, if you know, you can mix it. First, don't put it purely in the water, because it can burn. So I have like a scrub that you can do with lemongrass. Like, there's things you can do in the bath ritual. Light a candle, put a mantra on. And then it's all about like filling yourself back up, releasing in the bath. And then when you're putting the body oils on, just imagine you're anointing yourself and you're filling yourself back up.
And put the phone away.
Because literally
my head is like, oh, I'd be on Instagram.
Well,
again.
That's what happens. Our brains get this, get into nature. I try to walk every day with my dog, and I don't bring the phone. And yes, there's mountain lions and there's, you know, rattlesnakes right now. But you know what? The phone is probably more dangerous than all these elements. Just get into nature. My best ideas come to me. And that's when everything came to me, from walking in my canyons without my phone. Because the EMF, you know, it affects our brain. So it's not just your imagination. It's like you're literally having a hard time to focus because the EMF radiation is so strong.
Do you dream while sleeping?
I do dream, yes. And that's a great way to, you know, journaling, writing your dreams down if you can, listening to your dreams. That's a wonderful thing to do too.
So I got eaten by a shark last night. So what is that tell me?
Well, it depends if you're young Ian, because if you're young Ian, he would say that you're everything in your dream.
Sweet.
Nice.
So, you know, it depends which practice you're following.
Well, I absolutely adore it. I think you're beautiful.
Oh,
I mean, on the outside,
you.
But it's stunning on the inside as well. So just thank you for shedding some light on the things that I know that I have to change in my life with getting more in tune, and things I need to get rid of on a more regular basis, and just owning it.
Yes, owning it, because this is an exciting time.
Yeah.
This is a very exciting time. And the Dalai Lama said, I don't know if this is accurate, but he said that the people who were going to save the planet were the women of the West. So I feel like we're a very strong time. And I don't mean in that like aggressive, like, you know, way. I'm saying like in a loving,
kind,
informative, getting the information out there, which is what you guys are doing. So
Yanni
Ag
Way.
I love it.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So I want to talk to you about ModCloth, because I ordered some cute clothing from there. But the greatest thing is, it's comfy clothes, but it's also, the bathing suit was so great.
Was it?
Oh my gosh, I loved it. I wore it this past weekend in Nashville, and I got a cute little one piece, and it's adorable, and it's so great. And I feel like there's just so many things you can get from bridal clothes to, you know, swimwear to just like rainbow bright colors. And it's just, I don't know. I think it's fantastic. And what's great about ModCloth is it's designed by women for women. So there's amazing sizes. So you can go from extra small all the way up to, you know, your size. So to get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, you go to modcloth.com and you enter the code Jana at checkout. Seriously, the clothes are fantastic and they're super comfy. Go as soon as you can. Expires on August 4th. That's modcloth.com, promo code Jana for 15% off your purchase of $100 or more. Modcloth.com, promo code Jana. Okay, you guys, I'm so excited because we have Siri Daly on the show. Hey, girl.
Hello.
You're beautiful.
For having me. Woo!
Thank you. So are you.
I love your lip color.
Wow, applause.
You're rocking it.
Thanks. I know.
What's the color? Do you know?
I like to do that when my kids aren't around. I don't know why. I just feel like when they're not around, I'm like, I'm going to wear lipstick.
You know what I love, though? Because I was stalking your Instagram and you keep it really real.
Thank you.
And that's what
I try.
No, but that's what I love, because I've had this conversation with another friend and she's like, I just want to show like all the great stuff. I'm like, yeah, but as like a mom and me, I want to see like all of it. I want to see like the real
right.
too. And that's what you really do, keep it honest and real. And
yeah.
Where you have no makeup on then the next one you look beautiful. So it's like, I love seeing that.
Right. It's balance, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I wear lipstick, but most of the time I'm in all gray sweats.
Yeah. Me literally
and
right now. Yeah.
I haven't showered and
yeah.
I don't want to tell you how long and things like that.
Right.
But, no, I mean, I really have showered, but...
Dude, I get it. Usually. I went to the first time today
yeah.
to shower in a couple days.
Dry shampoo.
So. Yeah. Yay. Yay.
Dry shampoo.
Batiste, yeah. Exactly. So you have three kids.
I do.
And
yeah.
you are married to Carson Daly.
I am.
How is that?
Being married to him
yeah.
or having the three kids or both. All of it?
All of the above.
You know, like, it's great. We're like in the thick of it, as they say, you know, mm-hmm. like my kids are 9, 5, 3. He has like 12 jobs.
Million so jobs. How always... do you balance that? That's what but, was like my you know, biggest question.
It seems like so much, but really, like, you know, he does the Today Show. He's home at 10 o'clock from that. So he really is like hands-on and around. And I feel like we're, you know, we're just doing the normal things, like going to flag football and doing all the carpooling. And it's very kind of, I mean, there are the times when it's crazy back and forth. And right now the Voice is live. And so
yeah,
we live right. in New York and it's hard, but you know, we balance it pretty well, I think. Like, we're, you know, we're a big kind of just home family. Like, we don't do anything. We're
do
boring.
Do you like living in New York?
I do. I yeah. love it. We moved
is that
4 years
from,
ago.
Or?
I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, cool. Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Midwest.
Yeah.
And Carson was born and raised in California. So it was like totally new to us.
Right.
But we love it. Like, we have a great community. We're close to the city. And we get here enough. So we get our, you know, our fix of California.
And how long were you guys married? Have you guys been married for?
Well, we did everything backwards. So cool. we had our first son, and then we had our daughter, Etta.
Okay.
And then we got engaged.
Okay.
And then we had our third child, and then we got married.
So I love how unconventional.
We've
that
been
is.
Married for like 2.5 years, but we've been together for, you know.
Why did it go that route? 12. Was it just something where you guys didn't really care
yeah.
about the marriage?
Well, or you know, like we knew that we were solid mm-hmm. and we weren't in a rush, and you know,
but
we
you wanted
just,
kids.
But we knew we wanted to get married eventually. Mm-hmm. You know, it was important to us. And it actually was so lovely because our kids were there for
Aww,
the ceremony.
I love that.
And we
that
surprised our parents. Like, we did it 2 days before Christmas.
Ugh.
And 2 days before we got married, we had our moms open like an early Christmas gift. And it was the invitation to the wedding.
Aww, that's so sweet.
And so it was
finally.
Just us. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's what we had to surprise them, because it was literally, I mean,
so
they were
romantic
on our case.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can.
Now, how has it changed actually being married now? Did it change, or are you still like?
No, I mean, that's, we always joke, like, we did all the hard stuff first, yeah. you know what I mean? So now, no, you know, like, I just did all the whole name change stuff, and that was really all that felt like different, I guess, okay. you know?
Best advice for making it work?
Try to focus on each other first. Before your kids. That's like what we tried to
so
do,
hard.
Which is so hard.
I only
hard.
Have one, mm-hmm. and that's
it's so hard,
tough.
Right? Like, you go on a date night and all you're doing is talking about like your daughter, whatever it is,
what
and you're
classes.
Just like, stop. So, but I mean, you know, it's just balance and like trying to do like little things and for each other instead of, you know, on a daily basis, like putting each other. I don't know. It's so hard. It's
do you
so
guys
hard,
do date night?
We do. I mean, we try.
How often?
I mean, we tried for a while. We were in a good groove of like, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just hard. Like even like we'll go out for like date lunches, like anytime you can just like get away.
Yeah.
For like go out for a beer, like just so that you can have some time away from your crazy children.
And be a couple.
Yeah, exactly. Just right. Talk about each other and like not, you know, who's going to take London to soccer. Like, you know, just like.
What's your biggest pet peeve parenting with him?
Oh, gosh. I feel like I'm always the bad guy. I'm like the nagging.
Why do moms get
mom.
That?
But I don't know. So he, you know, he's like fun dad. And so that's always hard. But because
you're,
moms,
well, you're
because
around
moms
them
are, I'm around.
Too.
Like yeah. In the mornings, you know, he's at work and I have to be the one that's like.
No, do this or get
do
ready.
This, do this and do this yeah. and do this. And, I, you know, my son like moves through quicksand in the morning and I have to like he's 9 years old and I'm like feeding him his cereal with like a spoon because he's like what so I have to nag and like on those rare mornings when Carson is home he's like wow there's a lot of like negative energy I'm like because I have to be you know so but no I mean I think that we really do balance each other out well he's like an amazing dad and you know, I don't have a ton of. A
what do you guys fight about? Tell me that your relationship isn't perfect.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Is there a perfect relationship?
No,
no, but see, I'm just like, you always say, I'm like, oh, they just look so in love.
I know,
so,
I know,
like,
I know.
Perfect.
I know. You see that? Like, I'm. This is what I wonder about Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh, I know. Oh, like, please right? tell me they fight. We need to have them on here. Because I want to just be like, tell me you guys are like not perfect.
No,
we're
not perfect.
No one
is.
I know, but it's so funny the perception of like, yeah. like oh, like you have it everything. Yeah. And like, you know, you've got beautiful children.
Here's something
children,
he does. He like.
Thank you. Give it
like,
to me.
Has an everything bagel. And he starts to like, he likes to like, you know, kind of maybe take some bread out of the bagel and then he scrapes some of the seeds off, which I don't know why, because an everything bagel, you should
have
want
everything.
Everything on it.
Yeah.
And then the seeds are like everywhere and it's all over my clean dish where the clean dishes go. And then all the seeds and the oh, look at me, I'm getting agitated. What are you
Someone
people
get
doing
her a drink.
I know. I'm also like a clean freak. He would probably that would be his complaint
peeve.
About me.
Right, where
I'm
it's like
just
let the seeds
let
be
the
there.
Seeds fall down. It's
right.
okay.
But it's not okay
it's
because
not okay.
you keep no. things
we
in
don't
line.
Have a dog and then I have to sweep up the seeds.
Who's better at new math?
At what?
At what?
The
oh,
new
like,
math.
The common core?
Yeah.
None of us. Well, actually, I probably am because I was really like, I liked math in high school. But no, my son's 9. He's in mm-hmm. third grade. He brings home his homework. And I'm like, well, but you could just do it this way. No, mom. That's not the way I'm supposed to do it. I have to do it this way. And I don't understand it. I'm like, but this is the answer. Just
right.
do it this way.
Right.
So
my kids are scared because I still count on my fingers. So yeah. they're just so screwed with me. I'd be like, go talk to your dad. I don't know.
Yeah. Here's yeah. a calculator.
Yeah, exactly. Here. So your blog, can you tell me about that? Because I think it's fascinating, but for the listeners that haven't.
Yes. I write a blog called Seriously Delicious. Mm. And I started it actually shortly after my first child was born. Mm. Because I missed, before that I was in television.
Yeah,
and
you had a very
producing.
Successful career.
Well, I was segment producing and I missed that kind of like creative kind of, I was doing kind of comedy writing. I missed that. Mm. And I missed having like a voice and an outlet where I could, you know, engage with things other than my son.
And also you so, have another purpose.
Another
yeah, so
purpose.
You don't feel
so I started
just a mom.
This food blog. So there was that part of it. And then I also obviously wanted to kind of keep track of all these meals I was making suddenly. And mm-hmm. Food has always been a passion of mine. And I started, you know, I'm like, oh, now I have to keep these, like, this little human alive. And, like, I yeah. have to cook dinner every night
right.
and things like that. So it kind of just became a place for me to create recipes, to talk about them, to keep it, again, like, real and just talk about life. And so I've been doing that for, like, 8 years. And
what's your favorite thing to make?
If you had
one dish that you just,
love
like, is your go-to.
Bake. Baking is definitely... is definitely my favorite thing because it's such a like calming process for me. So like just chocolate chip cookies on a Saturday or something.
Oh,
or I love to
so
do
good.
Like a big, like, I don't know, like a roast, like a stew in the something, some comfort food. I'm
comfort.
Very like comfort food or I mean, because I grew up in Minnesota mm-hmm. and we just
warm.
Like, yeah, it was
yeah.
like winter all the time yeah. and you just want like
more beef and cabbage.
Yes,
like, yeah.
Like hot dish.
Is there
casseroles?
Yes.
Is there one dish that Carson is always like, oh, please, Siri, make this. This one thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do a lot of, like, I roast a chicken, and it's actually in my cookbook, and then we will shred the the chicken and we'll turn it into like taco night. We roast the chicken, we shred it, then we like roast garlic because actually like roasted garlic in your tacos is delicious.
Really?
Yep.
Note.
And then we'll do cotija cheese and cilantro and all the fixings and have like taco night. So we do
that
a lot.
So fun.
Yeah. He loves that. And then the roasted chicken is just great on its own too. You don't have to make it tacos, but.
Did your kids naturally eat everything?
No.
See, okay, so that's a great question because my daughter is going, she's 2.5 and she's going through an incredible phase where now she won't even eat macaroni and cheese, which is like the one thing that she would only eat.
Right.
And I'm like, all right. And my doctor said just start saying like, it's either this or that. So give her an option or she doesn't eat. But the problem is now she's not eating. It's been like 3 days and she will not eat dinner.
Right.
I'm like, it's like she doesn't want to try anything. She doesn't want to try the chicken. She doesn't want to try. It's like, she's just like, no.
My kids were all about the same age. They were about 18 months old and they like just hit this switch where they decided, no, I don't like what I just ate yesterday.
And you just,
and
like,
I think it's a control thing and a power.
Meal.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, my son is showing me like the light at the end of the tunnel. He's 9. He's now, you know.
9? I have to wait 7
more
years?
No. But maybe.
Great. Thanks.
No, but he's like slowly getting there. And my girls are 3 and 5. And
do they help you cook?
They do. And so that helps. I think it helps to get them in the kitchen, to let them, you know, like touch with their fingers the ingredients, to give some input. Like, what are you guys in the mood for? Not that then they, you know, most of the time they're like chicken fingers and french fries.
Right,
like,
right.
Okay, what else? But I really do think it helps. They do like to be in the kitchen. They especially like to help me bake because, of course, they like lick the spoon.
Like making chocolate chip cookies was my favorite thing to do with my mom because I'm like, not the batter.
Yep. The mixer and then the bowl. And then
someone talked about later on in life that it could cause you stomach aches or whatever. E. coli.
Or E. coli.
Yeah.
Because of raw eggs.
That's okay.
I know.
I'm still going to eat it.
I do it. I'm bad.
And you're on the Today Show a lot with Carson.
Yes. Yeah.
So how is that working with him? Is that just awesome?
It is. It's really fun to go. We do like cooking segments together from time to time, and it feels like very organic, like we're just at home
in the kitchen,
and everyone else at the show is so awesome too, so like it all feels very family, you know, like a family.
Right.
Savannah and I have become close. She actually wrote the foreword for the cookbook, and so it's really fun when we go there. But it's still I'm like, this is the Today Show. I have to pinch myself.
It's incredible.
I grew up watching it, and it's live and it's
and
fast.
Now your husband's, you know, a host on there.
Yeah, so it's still anchor. It's all surreal, awesome. and yet like,
and you're on
feels
there.
Right and organic at the same time. So I don't know.
How did you feel when Apple turned the personal assistant into Siri?
Oh my gosh. I remember that morning. I woke up to like all these texts from like people I went to high school with. I'm like, what happened?
Like, were they like, hey Siri?
They're like, how do you feel? And they were just making jokes. And now, I mean, I can't go to Starbucks. I don't know why. I haven't learned in all of these years. I don't know why I still give my name.
Oh, wait.
Because they're like, what? I don't have a Starbucks name.
What?
Why don't I do this?
Oh, my God.
I know. So I say Siri and they
Vanessa.
I'm feeling that. I'm just going to go with that.
Because they always go, Jana, Jana. I'm like, Jenna. I'm like,
yeah, right?
It's Jana. Never mind. Thanks. Yeah. So I'm just like, Vanessa.
Yep. Vanessa. Even there's a lot of letters in Vanessa. I'm gonna say Sam.
Just go Pam.
Yeah, exactly.
No, then it'd be like Pam. Yeah. That's gotta be. Hey Siri.
Yeah. Uber drivers, they're like, wait, is that really your name?
It's like, yes, it is. Fine.
What's the weather like? Just don't.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
No.
Everyone has a funny joke.
Hey Siri,
funny.
How many cups is 4 tablespoons?
Right. We have Alexa.
Oh,
but
Alexa yes.
like doesn't like me, and I think she honestly knows.
Alexa hates me.
That
too.
My name is Siri. Does she not listen to you? She doesn't listen to me in my house. She listens to everyone else.
I'm like, what? Alexa. I'm really bratty with her.
I start screaming.
Yeah.
She won't listen to me, and then like my mom will be in town, and she's like, "You just have to be more polite." And she's like, "Alexa, please stop," and Alexa stops.
She just doesn't like you. You're too pretty.
Yeah.
She's jealous. She's jealous of your looks.
I think it's my name. She's like,
I need you to plug your book because everyone needs to get it.
Okay,
right
so,
now.
Yes, it's called Seriously Delicious. It's available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
And that's seriously with an S.
Seriously Delicious. 100 simple recipes for the
How simple?
Real. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It says 100 nutritious and not so nutritious recipes for the real home cook.
Okay, but how?
Very simple.
How?
Very simple.
Because honestly, I have the hardest time with cooking because I feel like when I look at recipes, I'm so overwhelmed.
So that was my whole goal with the book is for like, to strip that away so that it's not intimidating. Like
the words they use, I'm like, I don't know what the...
No, all of these things are ingredients, first of all, you'll probably have or you'll know where to find. I'm not going to like make you like, you know, Google an ingredient.
Yeah.
And
black
like,
garlic.
Have to get it on like exactly.
The black market.
I don't make you sift flour. It's all just very, very approachable. And I add tips throughout the book like, hey, if you don't have this, swap it with this.
Okay.
Because I don't want...
I love that.
Whole thing is like recipes shouldn't be... You should just trust your gut. You should be like, okay, well, I don't have that, but I can use that and it'll still be good or I'll try that. Mm. Or, you know, this is my pun. Don't take... it so seriously.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'll be here all week.
Siri Daly. Thanks for being on the show, babe.
Thank you.
Are you eating?
I am. I'm sorry.
Are you eating a sandwich?
Yes.
Where did you get that?
I need you just to describe it. Okay. I'm like in orgasmic heaven right now.
I know. I can tell. Let me tell you. This, okay, Chef Michael Parolo is bringing his famed Italian sandwich shop, Parolo's Panino, from Miami to the heart of Los Angeles. Did you know that?
It's in my mouth.
I know it is. Well, you know what I ate before you got here?
What?
I saw the box out there and I opened it and there was this beautiful head of butter lettuce with the most amazing balsamic dressing and I devoured it. Because it is my favorite thing. And there aren't very many restaurants that serve butter lettuce. And he does. But he also serves these amazing sandwiches that you're eating.
Well, I just grabbed it from out here. So where does everybody else go and get it?
Well, hold on. Okay. It's Italian-American traditions and combine bold, authentic ingredients, including homemade meatballs and house-roasted Italian beef. And that's what you're eating, the meatballs. The menu includes modern twists on classic favorites, such as the original Italian dip only found at Parolo's. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Where's that? Tell me where I can go.
Melrose Avenue, 7461. They're $11. They're open from 11 to 11 p.m. between Gardner and Vista.
So after the club, go get you one.
Yeah. And they deliver.
Oh, that's amazing.
And they cater.
Wow.
Yeah. Stop by.
Guys,
amazing
seriously, this is
effing sandwich.
Freaking incredible. Yeah.
And butter lettuce.
Being
amazing
so
effing
honest
butter
right
lettuce.
Now. It's awesome. Go. If you live in LA, Parolo's. Or if you're visiting, go down to Melrose 7461.
There you go.
Can I sneak it an email here?
I love your voice.
Thank
so
you,
please.
Jenna. This is from Rachel, and she's got an
hey,
issue
girl.
Here. She's been dating her boyfriend for 8 months now, and he has a 5-year-old son. They're great. She and the son get along great, but when he misbehaves, the boyfriend refuses to discipline him.
Oh.
And is driving Rachel crazy and causing stress in the relationship. She feels like I could be his mom at some point, stepmom.
Yeah.
Should I be able to discipline him myself, or should I just let this go and get out of hand? Also, I get jealous of the boy's mother because of the connection they have that I can never have with him. Twofold issue. So start first with the discipline.
All right. That's tough because if you're going to be in this relationship, I mean, what she said, she's only 3 months in. They're 3 months
eight in. 8 months
in. Oh,
8 months.
Okay. Who am I? 3 months. Okay. Okay. Yeah. She met 3 months. Okay. So you're 8 months in. I mean, I feel like at some point she's going to have, if you guys are really moving forward and this is going to be your husband, fiance, and this is going to be your stepson, I feel like you need to sit down and talk to your boyfriend and be like, hey, like this is, I'm not okay with this.
I would sit down and talk with him. I am very open to being a single mom with a son. I am so open to my male friends who I'm very close with. Or people that I hang out a lot with, or my special male friend, I always say, I am open to you disciplining Rocco verbally if he's doing something that is distracting, that he's going to hurt himself or someone else, or is being inconsiderate and not a good citizen. Because that is the most important thing. It takes an entire...
Jolie, you are not being a good citizen. Stop.
I have said that before.
Oh my gosh.
But the thing is that, you know, it takes a whole village to raise a kid. And if you're spending time with a parent who is single with a child, you have to integrate into that. And you need to be able to feel comfortable in keeping that child safe.
Yeah.
Or keeping them from, you know, acting out.
And also holding your own sanity too. So
yes.
I mean, if the kid's like screaming and the dad's not doing anything, I mean, I think, it, you know,
it can be just very frustrating.
Hit the kid, but say like, you know, like, hey, buddy, like, stop, calm down, you know? So I think that's totally acceptable. But I think I'd have the conversation first with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the second issue, I mean, girl, look, that's her son. But here's what you can have, because you know, she's just as jealous. And, you know, if I was in the situation, I would be just as jealous of you having your, you know, the relationship. But here's what the great thing is you're now able to have a different kind of relationship with him. You're able to mold something different from his mom and have your own connection. So have your own connection, because they're going to have their own too.
Absolutely.
And that's her son. Yeah.
You can't change that.
Yeah.
And you have to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's only going to make him a better person as he grows up with that, having that close relationship.
So. Yeah. And find something else that maybe the mom, you know, that you do something different with the mom, yeah, so that he can see a different version and you guys can again mold a different relationship, because that will be then special in its own entity.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about next week, because some of these questions have to do with the bedroom, and that's going to go into next week's show, because next week's all about the bedroom.
Next week, we're getting in bed, literally. And I'm really excited, because we're going to talk about sex.
And turn the lights on.
Intimacy. And yes, we are turning the lights on to the problem. So I'm going to be answering a ton of emails. Mike will be on the show.
Oh. He's coming back.
He's back. Woo-hoo. So thank you guys so much for winding down with us today. I'm really excited to wind down next week, because we're winding down.
Oh, yeah.
Please feel free to email me some questions if you guys are going through it. Jana Kramer at iHeartMedia.com.